From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
In the studio to farewell us off for another year.
And loving it.
God bless you. Now, what do you want to do? This is the annual Kelleher Awards.
These are the annual Kelleher Awards.
What do we start with? Yeah, the floor is yours.
Well, so we're going to start on the less salubrious note, Mike. We're going to start on the negative, and then we'll move into all the positive stuff. So I'm going to start off with what I call the swan dive of the year.
Right.
And this can only go to one man, which is the media's favourite, Eric Watson. And while never wanting to wish ill on anyone, except sometimes I do admit to having uncharitable thoughts about Donald Trump, but this is the fall from grace of the man once beloved by New Zealand media, but it does have an element of karma about it, doesn't it? And you got these circuitous dealings of Watson, which I think there's this wonderful old term that we use in business, which isn't used very much these days, but it's called the sharp practice, which is legal but perhaps sometimes borderline. And I think there'll be an awful lot of investors in New Zealand, think Hanover Finance, who will have been watching those goings-on, those machinations of the English court with a great deal of interest, shall we say. And
exactly.
We'll leave it at that.
Exactly.
Yep.
What else? Give me some good news.
Johnny on the spot. Play of the year, Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, Mike. They were in the right place at the right time, but they had to deliver. And so they worked really hard to manufacture, distribute respiratory systems. This is stuff that treats COVID. That demand appeared, but they had to meet it. So they were faced with all sorts of issues around getting the manufacturing done, dealing with the high freight. It's opened up new markets for them. So even though, you know, there might be a little bit of a slip with sort of COVID dying down, hopefully at some stage, it's opened up new markets for them. Well done. Share price up 53% this year. Staggering. Good on you.
Can't argue with that.
Yep.
A lot of people put in positions and wondered what to do next.
Yeah, bugger. What do we do now? Awards. No. Yeah. So I'm going to give the MacGyver Award for thinking on their feet or on their wheels to Tourism Holdings. They had to reinvent themselves. Basically, the business disappeared. They thought it's the way they've reacted positively to it. It's the way that I think you had you had the guy in here the other day. So they've reacted positively. They've looked for other markets. They've looked for New Zealanders. I mean, they were even putting managed isolation people up in car parks at one, or self-isolation in car parks at one stage. So good on them. Outwardly optimistic and adventurous. Well done.
All right. Some of the people have had difficult times.
Yes. I call this the Back to the Future. Maybe I should be Marty McFly Award. And in the most jovial sense, I'd like to give this one to Greg Foran. I mean, think about it. Actually, Mark Robinson at the NZRFU, he was a runner-up on this. Imagine his job came in, no rugby. But let's go to Greg Foran. Top of his game, Walmart, probably one of our most successful business people, and arguably Air New Zealand in need of a little bit of fresh thinking. But the poor old guy comes in, and next thing you know, the whole thing disappears. And I just sort of wonder, at any stage did he sit back and go, well, maybe I shouldn't have done this?
Yeah.
And I suspect he didn't, but if he did, he could always use it.
Funnily enough, I asked him that very question. I said, do you want to be back at Walmart? And he goes, no.
No,
it was a straight out no. It wasn't even a pause.
Yeah, but it was. I mean, you couldn't. I mean, cratered. The income cratered. Right. But so he's had to deal with that in a positive fashion as well.
Exactly, and some very, very, very good stories.
Yeah, this is sort of a nod. Very quickly. Serco travel software, online expense and logistics management. Tough gig. Their business disappeared. Share price is up 10.8% this year. So good on them. My Food Bag, Teresa Gadding, Cecilia Robinson, Nadia Lim. It's a wonderful idea. It was greatly executed. They've made some bucks out of it. Good on them as well. The rise and rise of the Mowbrays. Yeah. Will they be our most successful business people ever? Miles Harrell at Fonterra. He came in after the spearing era. There were problems there. He's just quietly gone on in the background and done his thing.
Couldn't agree more.
And Main Freight, over $60 a share.
Well, Main Freight can do no wrong. There's been some great stories this year. Have you got some numbers for us?
I brought the numbers in, Mike. Dow Jones over 30,000 again, 30,043, up about 0.5%. The S&P 500, 3,676, up small. The Nasdaq, 12,442, up about 0.4%. FTSE 100, 6,485. The Nikkei, 26,809. Shanghai Composite, 3,442, down 7. The ASX 200 gained 25 yesterday, 6,615. The NZX 50, we lost a little bit of ground yesterday, about 0.63%, closing at 12,648. Unfortunately, Fisher & Paykel Healthcare did drop a little bit yesterday. The Kiwi dollar, strong as an ox, was almost at 71 cents, 7.7087, 0.9524 against the Aussie, 0.5832 euro, 0.5255 pounds, 73.54 yen, gold trading at $1,837. Brent crude, last time I looked, $48.48.
One of the things I've enjoyed most of all this year is the collapse in the oil price, of course, so that's been that's been good. And who thought that the markets would be the talking point, along with housing, eh?
I tell you what, I've met a lot of people this week in business, and generally, aside from, and my heart goes out for people in tourism and hospo, but generally, business people are in a better place than they thought they were going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Almost to a T.
I tell you, you've been invaluable this year, more so than normal, given the year, and your insight, as always, is so, so welcome. So thank you for your expertise, and you go well over the break. And are you actually working beyond today, even though I'm not?
I'm going to do next week, even though you aren't, Mike. And that's just hang in there.
And that is the sort of guy you are. Merry Christmas, mate. We'll see you. Nice to see you.